Recorded Books Inspirational presents The Secret Keeper, a novel of Catherine Parr by Sandra Bird, narrated by Elizabeth Jasicki and directed by Emily Asher.
Prologue. Her voice sounded by turns pleased and then pleading. Her laughter scaled from base enjoyment to treble fear. A high-born woman held fast the girl's arms, while the rougher hands of a man ran over the young woman's jawline, her hairline, her hemline. I couldn't see his face, but on his left small finger he bore a costly gold and black onyx signet ring. With the other hand he took his dagger and began to slash. Pieces of her black gown fell to the ground, one by one, like the locks of a condemned woman shorn before execution, though he stayed himself from touching her bright red hair before sheathing his dagger again. Her woeful face betrayed that she knew this would be her utter undoing. The gown was ruined, and the black clumps which had plummeted to the ground received the breath of life of a sudden, and became a flock of beady-eyed ravens that took wing toward the Tower of London, whilst we watched in horror and dread. Chapter 1. Spring, year of our Lord, 1542. St. Peter's Church, Marlborough. Hungerford House, Marlborough. Brighton Manor, Marlborough. I entered the church on a May morn and allowed my eyes to adjust to the dim light and my body to the chill of the stone-cooled air. I sought Father Gregory, who caught my glance and smiled. I tried to return it in kind, but my lips quivered. I waited in the back till he finished lighting the candles before the morning service. Once he joined me, he immediately asked,
"Daughter, what ails you?"
My face had betrayed my qualms. No others were around us, so I answered him frankly, as was my habit. "My mother believes I am a witch, and I fear that she is right." Father Gregory reflexively drew back a little, and for the first time I tasted dread. If this man, who knew me well and trusted me to read aloud in his church, might consider the possibility that I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?